September 2020. My name is Roger and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1072. Today's episode is titled, Trump. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Many show Trump retweeting his fans, including a list of the top 10 most tweeted links in the US, according to Fortune. The most common tweets relate to statements, schedules or voter information, most of them from Trump's Twitter account. Trump rarely shares openly made-up fake news stories like the Macedonian teenager, promoted by his son-in-law Donald Trump Jr. and daughter Ivanka Trump. During the campaign, Trump shared a series of tweets about Breitbart News, the right-wing news site that made a big contribution to his campaign. Breitbart chief Steve Bannon joined Trump's campaign as CEO in August and entered the West Wing as his chief strategist. That means President Donald Trump is not expected to go anywhere or make any public appearances. The commander-in-chief has already used the time well to serve a series of media briefings from Sunday morning. The good news is that there's still plenty of time to tweet and retweet, so the president has turned his pointed fingers to congratulate the Tennessee Titans on their victory over the New York Giants on Sunday, as they did in the AFC Championship game. The disinformation war is heating up again, and technology companies are once again being placed in an uncomfortable arbitration role. The National Security Advisor today suggested that sanctions and protests will stifle Iran and force it to negotiate. In the video, former Vice President Joe Biden and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warn of a possible re-election of Trump. The viral clip has since been cut from the video, with part that sounds misleading as if Biden is supporting Trump, but Facebook has joined Twitter to label the shared video fake, limiting its spread on the platform. It is worth noting that BuzzFeed's analysis of Trump's shared links to mainstream media reports suggests that when the president-elect tweets from a mainstream publication, it is not always about sharing reports that support his position. In July 2015, for example, Trump fired off a tweet praising the New York Times reporting on his campaign's financial ties to Russia. Trump also quickly shared a Slate story touting his support for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, adding, "I agree with your support." Trump shared the story twice in 2 days and was the only one in the top 10 most shared, and was shared on the page during that time. Trump was named the Republican nominee at the Republican National Convention in the summer of 2016, and he surprised many in the months that followed when he surged in the polls despite his controversial campaign style. Trump has shared more than 4,400 Slate stories with his name in the past year, according to BuzzFeed, which published them on the site. For a man who likes to admire, bombast and campaign, it should come as no surprise that he has been accused of so many. Donald Trump has run for re-election, seeking a second term in the U.S. House of Representatives. The former host of The Apprentice withdrew from his bid for re-election in 2016, resisting his party's nomination as the new commander-in-chief. After kicking off the turmoil of the century on November 8, 2016, the Donald is now fixated on 2020, with a second term at stake. Trump has a reputation for invincibility, reinforced by the fact that he survived Mueller's investigation and impeachment in the House. According to Trump's former campaign manager Michael Cohen, the billionaire thought he was going to win his first presidential nomination. Still, more than any other candidate in history, the election boiled down to a peeing contest and personality clash. Donald Trump has worked hard to stay out of the spotlight in the final months of his presidential campaign. He has had to deal with a host of negative aspects, including his administration's failure to cut health care reform, his refusal to prepare for a possible pandemic, and questions about whether he would behave himself. After defeating 17 other candidates in the Republican primaries, he accepted the Republican nomination for President of the United States. Trump was elected president on November 8, 2016, with a margin of more than 3 million votes over Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Trump won more than 2,600 districts nationwide, the most since President Ronald Reagan in 1984. He received more votes than any other presidential candidate in U.S. history, and is the only candidate whose suspicions have only grown since his impeachment and acquittal. The president's well-connected network of White House advisors and advisors has quietly helped shape his vision for the future of his administration and his foreign policy agenda. As we reported in this story, Trump's national security advisor Michael Flynn was briefed on the memo he reviewed, listing what he had received from the president in 2018, and suggesting who he should hire and fire. The memo was sent to Trump in January and shaped his views during his first months in office, according to two people familiar with the matter. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1072. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.